In a blinding teleportation flare, the Supreme Grand Master and his entire paladin entourage materialized with fiendish precision less than 49 paces from the traitor Primarch. Fighting on Mortarion's side were the veterans of his corrupted old legion. Amongst them the infamous Death Shroud, each armed with a war scythe of his own and clad in ragged robes that fluttered in the backwash of the teleport displacement. The Grey Knights opened fire, cutting down those bloated warriors too slow to react. These were neither truly the hardy space marines they had once been, nor yet the demonic forms they aspired to become, but the speed of the paladin's assault tore through them in less than the time it would have taken to describe it. With great gouts of psychic flame, the Grey Knights scoured the earth for meters in all directions. Standing defiantly, Geronatan raised his blade, the legendary Titan Sword, and aimed it at the Death Lord himself in open challenge.
All now for true, bastard son of the Almighty Emperor. This day shall see your ending.
Mortarion drew himself up, letting the curved blade of his scythe come to rest on the ground, and turned his cowled head to regard this new foe. Vapors hissed from his archaic rebreather. For a long moment, neither of them moved as the battle raged on around them. The infernal giant, clad in baroque armor beneath a burial shroud robe, apparently transfixed by the psychic might of the Grey Knight's Supreme Grand Master, who stood bold and bareheaded before him. Then the Death Lord began to laugh. It was a horrifying, choking laughter that carried far over the plains, and both demon and space marine alike faltered in their stride at the sound. The battle itself seemed to pause, both sides aware that a moment of destiny was upon them. Geronatan spat.
Make your peace with your dark masters, foul one. Long have I followed you across this benighted galaxy, and all that has been sacrificed will be avenged. Now you will finally answer for your heresy against the noble Imperium. One by one, your wayward brothers fall to the hammer of righteousness, and so now shall I send you to join them. Such will be the fate of all traitors.
Mortarion extended a withered hand and spread the pinions of sparse, leathery wings behind his shoulders.
Foolish whelp, you are deceived. You have all been deceived.
With slow, deliberate beats of his wings, he began to churn the air around them. It swept up the trailing vapors and gathered in strength, swirling like a poisoned hurricane with the Death Lord at its center. Geronatan sensed the gathering psychic force of the Demon Prince. He raised a gauntleted fist and strained to dispel the noisome energies. But even with the aid of his paladins, it was already too late.
Oh!
The hurricane blasted outwards, hurling the heavily armored warriors from their feet and spreading a foul mist in its wake. Gleaming silver warplate buckled and corroded, armor seals ruptured, and the fallen Grey Knights gagged and choked as their superhuman resilience failed them. Staggering alone in the plague wind, Geronatan clawed at his own decaying flesh, and the Titan Sword slipped from his grasp.
No!
Drago cried out. Though the Sixth Brotherhood had cleansed the southern flank, Geronatan had been overcome by the sorceries of the Death Lord. He watched the Supreme Grand Master fall to his knees before Mortarion, defeated without landing a single blow. Nonetheless, the Demon Prince hefted his scythe like an executioner and prepared to deliver the killing stroke. Fresh, demonic laughter rang out through the roiling mists. Drago bellowed in desperation.
Corvus, save him!
The librarian snapped his attention through the ethereal currents, steeling his mind against the horrors of the warp, and knew what had to be done. Time seemed to slow as Mortarion's scythe arced down to cleave Geronatan in two. Torvus, his eyes screwed shut, reached out with both hands in a grasping gesture.
Summon!
With a screeching pop that echoed in the haze, Gironitan vanished just as the war scythe passed through, cleanly slicing the empty air where he had been hunched only a moment earlier. But not cleanly enough. Whether by chance or by the cruel intervention of the Dark Gods, Mortarion's blade found purchase in that instant and came away with its edge traced red. In a burst of warp displacement, Gironitan appeared directly before Torvus. The stricken master's head snapped back, and arterial spray jetted from his throat over the librarian and those other Grey Knights closest to hand. Drago gritted his teeth and pulled Gironitan to the ground, trying in vain with clumsy, armored hands to staunch the blood flow. Other warriors nearby dived in to help, battle brothers of the sixth in lighter power armor who might have more success. Torvus took a step forwards, horror written clearly upon his bloodied face.
Apothecary! Apothecary!
Gironitan poured desperately at those around him, and a sickening gurgle that might have been a plea for aid bubbled through the bloody froth on his lips. Overtaken by disbelief, Drago allowed himself to be dragged away. He saw the ragged slash across his master's throat beginning to blacken with some unnatural putrescence, undoubtedly the final legacy of the Death Lord's strike. Even with a dozen armored space marines holding him down, Gironitan began to convulse within his bulky Terminator suit. Psychers all, they could feel his life flame guttering out like a candle in the dead of night. Then his sallow eyes rolled over white, and he fell still. Drago roared in anguish, a cry echoed by many amongst his brotherhood. So ended the life of Linus Gironitan, the 47th Supreme Grand Master of the Grey Knights. It was witnessed by many, but felt most keenly by Brother Librarian Torvus, and all the while accompanied by the distant, mocking laughter of the Death Lord.